Let me show you how it works. First, you turn the time circuits on. This one tells you where you're going, this one tells you where you are, and this one tells you where you were. You enter your destination time on this keypad. Wait, what am I supposed to be teaching here? Right. You're here to learn about the fundamentals of aerodynamics, not time travel. In this first module, we'll be talking about lift. Let's get started. Take a moment to pause. Think back to what you've just learned. What stood out to you? How might you shape your actions moving forward? Now, commit to one step you'll take. Write it down. Reflect on why it matters. You're not alone on this journey. Others are reflecting too. Once you've submitted your response, you'll see how your thoughts compare to others in the group. The second video provides an overview of hot work. According to OSHA, hot work is any work that involves burning, welding, grinding, use of fire-producing or spark-producing tools, or work that produces a source of ignition. Welding, cutting, and grinding operations are likely the most common hot work performed in industrial environments. The procedure for a slope takeoff is almost the opposite of a slope landing. Apply cyclic into the slope or upslope and slowly begin to increase the collective. As the helicopter becomes light on the skids, pause and neutralize any aircraft movement. Continue to increase the collective, maintaining heading with pedals. When the downslope skid breaks the ground, slowly begin to center the cyclic. As a level attitude is reached, the cyclic should be approximately neutral. Continue to increase collective, maintaining position over the ground with the cyclic and heading with pedals until a stabilized 5-foot hover is attained. Welcome to the squad, Steve. You're officially Central City's new emergency preparedness specialist, which means if things go sideways, you're the cool head in the room. From wild weather to unexpected chaos, you'll help shape our all-hazards emergency game plan. You'll collaborate across teams, and maybe even cities, to make sure we're ready for anything. While this organization is not a regulatory agency and does not issue fines or citations, it does make recommendations to industry, labor organizations, and regulatory agencies such as the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, and the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, to improve the health and safety of workers and work organizations.